Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Tidrow covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Hendrick steals second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is hit by the pitch. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball four. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Herman for a passed ball. Torres scores. Cardenas moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp takes first base on ball four. Leon moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball four. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton bunts towards the mound. Tidrow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. May reaches second base with a double. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brouwer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Melton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brouwer hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen is hit by the pitch. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Allen steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Tid Roe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Jeter pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeter moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Johnny Jeter now playing right field. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenas. The throw from Brinkman and he is out, Alvarado applying the tag. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-3 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sharp hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. Muser is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeter moves to second. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Allen now catching. Mike Andrews now playing second base. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive towards first. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Forster now pitching. Walt Williams pinch hits for Chris Chambliss. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Lolick pinch hits for Rusty Torres. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis pinch hits for Leo Cardenas. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.